So moving forward then, in the early 2000s, a large number of us were developing a program for men who use violence. It was years of study and development, and we came up with the New Day program for men. During the development phase, I gathered 10 individuals, 10 men, who were in North Slave Correctional Complex, who I knew had been convicted of intimate partner violence. So I invited these 10 men to sit with me to talk about it. I didn't challenge them or confront them, I just asked. You guys know there's a lot of violence in homes all across the North, right? Yeah. So what can we do about it? What can be done about that? 10 men, one after another, discussed their childhood watching their mother being beaten or abused by possibly their father or another man. They all could relate to being 5, 6, or 7 years old, stepping in to try and protect mom, wiping her blood off the floor or the walls or, you know, comforting her. And so they all experienced witnessing intimate partner violence and now are being treated as perpetrators. Oftentimes, you'll hear, you know, that there was intimate partner violence. Oftentimes, people will say, you know, the neighbors or the workmates will say, not him. He's a delightful person. He's charming. He's got a great sense of humor. He would never batter his spouse. Well, that's part of being a unilateral, deliberate choice. He chooses not to beat everyone in his life. He chooses the target. The exciting thing is, like I said, we can use educational programming to help them understand that there's better ways of living. There's other choices to be made. And so we had the program for several years, but eventually it kind of, there were some changes in government. The Justice Department created the Intimate Partner Violence Treatment Option Court. So that's been going for some time now. Difficult to assess its effectiveness because the target for them has been the low risk to reoffend individuals. And if they complete the program successfully, they will get a conditional discharge or an absolute discharge, meaning no entry onto their criminal record as a result. I trust that the government is monitoring and studying it for its effectiveness because it's been more than 5 years, I think, that they've been doing it.